Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome. You know, everyone, when Matt presses the button for us to start recording, for whatever reason, he feels like he needs to punch it. He needs to hit it like it owes him money. I don't know why. I don't know if you hear it when he does it.
It's like playing the pokies.
Yeah. When, honestly, was the last time you played pokies? 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I'd probably say the same for me, to be honest.
But maybe. I never played it heavily. It was one of those things you would do.
You have a beer.
Yeah.
You stumble back from the bathroom.
No, never to that point.
Well, stumbling is just how you normally walk. Sorry.
It's true.
I wasn't saying that you're intoxicated.
It's just my cerebellum.
Yes. So, you know, you go to the bathroom, you stumble back to the table where you're having, you know, one drink with friends.
Shandy.
A shandy, that's right. Where you say, I'll have a shandy, hold the beer, please. So that's just lemonade. Yes, but I don't want to say that because I'm embarrassed. And then you go to the pokes, have a poke, which is what we say in Australia when you go to the pokies. Are they called pokies in other countries? Slot machines. That's what they're called. That's just as bad. And I'm not going to say what the slang would be for that. So we have a poke at the pokies. We press the button and then the little things will pop up and you'll always lose. And then you walk or stumble back to his table. So today isn't. That's not the topic of today. I think you'd already know because you've already clicked on this episode. You already know that today's episode is amniotic sac.
That'll do. That'll do. Sac is also.
What is it? What's it called?
Cavity. But okay. No, sac sits with it.
I was thinking about you at the pub, and that's why I said amniotic sac because that's the
sack
nickname.
Of potatoes.
It's the nickname your friends have given you after a couple of drinks. Oh, look at this amniotic sac. So. What? So it's amniotic cavity.
Yeah.
Matt, this is your topic because you love embryology. So
Take it away. I've already done amnion.
You have.
Now, you should, if you paid attention.
Oh, good. Here we go.
You should know what amnion means.
Amnion is a part of the developing embryo.
No, etymologically.
Oh. Amnion. I can't, you know.
You shut off.
I remember doing the episode, but I remember at the start of the episode, you said something about embryology and I
turn off.
Switched off.
You do that with anything embryologically related.
Yeah. You know that there's an episode of The Simpsons where someone's talking to Homer and they go, Homer, are you listening? And then it shows what's in his mind and it's a bear on a unicycle. I think that's what happens when you start talking about embryology.
Or you're chasing a squirrel or monkey clapping.
It's just. That squirrel has a fluffy tail. And then I just run away. All right, off you go. Tell us what amnion means.
It kind of comes from two derivatives, one being a bowl or a vessel.
Oh, I do remember
that's
that.
Related to sacrificial animals.
Yes.
But then it also has reference to a baby sheep, which is a lamb, which I guess.
They sacrificed in the bowl?
Yeah, I guess.
I think I said that last episode.
Yeah, that's right. But really, it's more of a bowl-shaped appearance, and I guess that's where it came from.
So what is it?
Okay, so the amniotic cavity is part of the developing embryo and then the fetus, because it's going to just move terms. Embryo is generally the first 12 weeks, and then post that it moves into a fetus. So basically once the embryo has differentiated to a point where most of the differentiation has occurred, and now the embryo is just getting bigger.
So what can you see at 12 weeks?
You probably
there's limbs.
Yeah, that's right. So quite a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just growing at that point.
Yep.
So there has.
So where's this amnion at this point?
The amnion is it's just an area where the fetus is going to start to grow into. And it's an area that has a lot of fluid, or it will begin to gain a lot of fluid.
So it's like the boy in the bubble.
That's right.
The bubble is the amnion.
Yeah. So that's a good way to think about the development of this particular cavity. And the other big cavity in this region, I don't want to say the embryo because it's not really part of the embryo, is the yolk sac. So if you thought about if you had two balloons, right, and you shove them together so they're touching.
So they're both blown up.
Both blown up.
But I push them together.
Where they touch.
Yeah.
Is where the embryo is developing.
Right.
Okay.
Why didn't you explain this last time?
I thought of it after I did it.
All right.
And then the bottom balloon, which we'll call, one's a yellow, one's blue.
Okay. The yellow one's the yolk sac.
That's right. It will start to kind of get sucked into the embryo.
Right.
So slowly it will get smaller and smaller
because
and smaller.
Because the nutrients that the embryo is using?
No, it just becomes part of the developing digestive tract. And it just kind of envelops into it and slowly dissipates until you've just kind of got the connecting stalk, which is part of the umbilical cord.
So while this process happens, if I were to watch it as a movie, would I hear a sloping sound of this as the yolk sac gets sucked into the what will become the abdominal cavity and the digestive tract?
Yeah, I doubt it.
We'll say yes.
I doubt it.
Okay. Everyone think of that about that sloping sound. So now there's an embryo and one balloon.
And one balloon.
Yeah.
And as further development, the bottom part, which is the embryo, will start to kind of get pushed into the top balloon.
Like putting your fist into a balloon.
That's right.
Yeah.
Until it's completely surrounded it entirely.
Beautiful.
And now...
That's a really great way of demonstrating it.
Okay.
And we should go back and re-record the amnion episode.
Well, the amnion is more the layer. The amniotic cavity is the space where it's developing in. So the balloon probably works better.
So the amniotic cavity is the space in which the bub is floating in.
Correct.
Okay. And so the fluid...
And that's very important. And I did give the example or the story of one of our first miscarriages where the amniotic cavity ruptured and we lost all that fluid.
Yeah.
And the concern there for my wife but also the developing fetus is that it's got no cavity to develop in and therefore no fluid, and there would be significant effects. But
so what's the importance of the fluid?
Well, it's got a lot. It's got a lot. So one would be it's in a bubble, like you said, and so it has physical protection. So anything that happens to the mother's abdomen, it puts like an airbag protection into the baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
one. And water's very good at absorbing shock.
That's right. So that's one.
Yeah.
Two, it protects the umbilical cord to get compressed. So if you didn't have that, it could be pushed against the baby and the uterus wall.
Yeah.
And then it'll compress it.
Yeah.
And then you'd have problems with blood going to the fetus. That would be another one.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the bathing environment that's within it, so all the nutrients, particularly...
It's like a wash all the time.
That's right. Particularly in the early days, it's probably more important from, you know, the electrolytes, the nutrition and so forth. But as it gets a bit further down the fetal development, it's really just baby urine.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So it's less maternal serum.
And more piss.
And more piss.
Okay.
But it's still not as less important. Yes. So what that fluid.
Yeah, I mean, we all bathe in our piss every now and then, right? Right?
What that. Did you ever see that? This is a massive tangent, but it's funny. That who are those two British comedians?
Yeah.
There's a blonde guy in a short.
Oh, Mitch and Webb.
That's right.
Mitchell and Webb, yeah.
So they're talking about, like, the tall guy is talking about peeing in the shower.
Yes.
And he's like, you are disgusting. That is the grossest thing. And he's, like, just rebuking him for, like, 3 minutes about it. And he's like, okay, fine. But, like, you can talk, you poo in the bath.
Big difference. Big difference. So, but these bubs aren't pooing, are they?
Well, that is a concern during birth. So if the baby was to poo in the amniotic fluid on its delivery, then it can aspirate it.
Yep.
And then that
which
could
means breathe it in.
That's right. Yep. And that can be an issue because it potentially could lead to, I guess, pneumonia.
And that poo usually would occur due to stress, like the bub just is defecating not because it necessarily needs to, but because of the situation itself.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's a because good, it's not defecating it's throughout the pregnancy, right?
No, that's meconium, the first poo, right?
Yeah.
You would ask the question, well, what's there to digest? And I guess the lining of the gastrointestinal tract.
And its own pee.
And its own amniotic fluid.
Yeah.
But whether it's the time of the delivery, it's just a drawn-out, protracted event.
Because it is constantly gulping that fluid.
And that also, another thing that I was going to mention as a function of the fluid is it also matures your lungs. So
does it?
It helps. They're breathing in fluid to mimic the breathing action that they're going to take with air.
That's ironic.
And so if it wasn't
to breathe in fluid to better the lungs, because as we know as an adult, if you breathe in fluid, it kills you.
Kills you.
So that's interesting, isn't it? Do you think that, I've had students ask this before and I don't know the answer to this, but since obviously we're attached to a placenta in utero and that's where we're getting our oxygen from because we're not respiring. But if we were to be born and maintain some connection with a placenta, and I'm not saying it's a placenta that's attached to a mother, I'm just saying, let's just say through science, we're able to produce a placenta that maintained oxygenation and nutrient exchange, for example. Could we have development into adulthood where we remain in a liquid environment?
Yeah, I can't see why not. I think that's essentially the ECMO as, the what is it called? Extra corpuscle, what's the M? Something oxygenation, which membrane oxygenation, which is, you saw a lot of that in
COVID
where people's lost their lung ability because it's so inflamed and they put them on these machines which did the oxygenation and they didn't need to breathe essentially.
But my point is that
whether
these people are floating in a tank of water and just living in water.
Yeah, I get, well, there's a lot of
through
things.
Through to adulthood.
There's a lot of things in that, like, you'd have to paralyze the breathing muscles. I guess you'd want to breathe by reflex, right?
But if you've never.
Yeah.
I'm saying that you've never exposed to an atmosphere. So from birth, like you are not, you go from the amniotic sac. Because sometimes you have a C-section. You can cut, you see the amniotic sac there. It's intact if the water hasn't broken, right? Because when the water breaks, what are we breaking? The amniotic sac, right? Yeah. So let's just say.
Which is actually, the amniotic sac is also called the bag of waters.
Okay, there we go. That's a
colloquial term.
Yep. So we know I'm taking an A to Z a little bit too far, but baby's born, C-section. We take them out in the amniotic sac.
And just keep expanding it.
And we keep expanding it. And we then connect that umbilical cord to a
new prosthetic placenta.
Placenta. and then maintain them in this vat and give them all their nutrients through this placenta, they would grow into...
Yeah, I can't see why not. I can't see why not.
Would we get the ethics through?
Because I guess this...
What if Elon's already doing this?
The main drawback of why we have to be delivered at 9 months.
Yeah.
I mean, besides we would never get out. We wouldn't fit out.
It would just take on the placenta skin.
the placenta gets worn out or old or starts attaching or something.
Oh, yeah. It hasn't evolved to be used for much longer than 9 months.
So if you could overcome that issue where you are providing a synthetic placenta... Mm. I can't see why not.
Okay. Well, not the research I'm going to do. What else do you have about the amniotic sac?
Okay. I'll just go into complications. So there's a term called amniotic band syndrome.
Never heard of it.
Okay. It's not a music band.
Oh, okay.
Band as in fibrous band.
Yep.
So some of the amniotic layers can peel off.
Oh.
So they become kind of like this...
Rubber band.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
So it'll peel back and become tight around an aspect of the sac.
No, it's more like it peels off and then floats in the amniotic fluid and then wraps itself around parts of the baby.
Oh, from the inside?
The inside. Right. And so if it, as you probably guess, what part of the baby is most vulnerable to get this netting wrapped around it?
The umbilical cord?
No, actually the limbs. So,
yeah, well.
Because they're... thrashing around.
Oh,
I think
you meant most vulnerable in the sense that if it wrapped around it, there would be high repercussions.
Yeah,
but you were just saying the most likely for it to get wrapped around would be the limbs.
The limbs. So it could be fingers, it could be wrists, or could be.
So what do they do here?
So if it's found within the ultrasound, they could do surgery to release it because, as you'd imagine.
How do you do that without breaking the amnion?
Well, they've got certain ways of getting in there and doing surgery. I'm not exactly sure the logistics of doing so.
I mean, I know you can perform an amniocentesis where you basically put a needle in through and sample the amniotic fluid to get DNA. But there's a risk there of rupture.
Of course.
And that's just a thin needle. But if you're going to be putting in other devices to...
I think that in the scale of surgery complexity, that would be probably on the lighter end, whereas some things they do are like heart surgery in utero, which you would think would be pretty...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Who's the surgeon doing that? Who's the person that says, I'm confident enough, I can do that? Do you know what I mean?
I think probably a lot of surgeons would say that, those words.
Yeah, after knowing a couple, I think you're probably right there.
So the take-home point there is if it can be seen in ultrasound, they would then go in and cut it loose.
Yep.
But most of it's found within straight after birth, and then they could either release it, but if there's a congenital defect from it, they would have to do plastic surgery to reconstruct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
the amniotic
cavity.
Thanks, Maddie.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.